At 6:06, it is fair, 78 degrees in Tulsa, climbing to 97 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa traffic patterns will be altered starting this morning. It is the first day of the traditional school calendar in the Tulsa Public Schools. Tulsa Police Traffic Coordinator Craig Murray says watch out for the kids because most likely they will not be watching out for you.
It's possible that they're not going to be paying attention to where they need to cross. And we always try to encourage them, always cross at an intersection, always cross with a crosswalk, and by all means try to at least go where there is a school crossing guard.
Also watch the school zones. The Tulsa Police Department will be monitoring the zones starting this morning for speeders. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Tulsa announces a 238-count indictment against northeastern Oklahoma's largest drug trafficking gang. U.S. Attorney Danny Williams says the three-year investigation has helped deal a major blow to the Hoover Crips.
We are confident that once this prosecution is over and done, that we would have dismantled the Hoover Crip gang in Tulsa. We are confident that once the conviction is over with, that we will disrupt the drug flow from Mexico through Dallas, through Oklahoma City.
The indictment alleges gang members bought cocaine from distributors associated with the Zetas and the Sinaloa cartels. Tulsa may be about to get an upscale shopping mall. Sources say Simon Properties, the owners of Woodland Hills Mall, will build such a project along Highway 75 near Turkey Mountain. No formal announcement has been made. A Tulsa cop pleads not guilty to first-degree murder. Our Marshall Stewart was in the courtroom.
A not guilty plea is entered for Officer Shannon Kepler in the killing of 19-year-old Jeremy Lake, the boyfriend of Kepler's teenage daughter. In comments outside the courtroom, Kepler's attorney, Richard O'Carroll, is critical of Chief Prosecutor Steve Kunzweiler for filing charges.
And it's shameless of our wannabe DA and file these charges knowing full well there is not one credible eyewitness at the scene.
But Kunzweiler says the facts justify a murder charge.
Our job is to prosecute cases as they come to us, and I'm not going to get caught up in any type of war of words. We have an arrest made by the Tulsa Police Department on one of its own, and we're going to move forward with prosecution.
A preliminary hearing is set October 22nd. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the bridge over the Keystone Dam is expected to open by the end of November. Crews are rebuilding the Highway 151 bridge over the dam because of safety concerns over the 50-year-old span. A small plane makes an emergency landing near the Tulsa International Airport. Matt Trotter was on the scene.
Eric Nichols was attempting a stop-and-go at Tulsa International in the Cessna 172P. That's when the pilot lands, stops the plane, then takes off again. But on that second takeoff, the plane wasn't really climbing, and Nichols was about 100 feet above the ground.
When I noticed that we had power loss, I had so much adrenaline, there really wasn't much going through my mind other than, let's get this thing down on the ground safely. I pitched for 65, which is going to get me the best glide out of this aircraft, and I touched down here, and we're safe.
Here was on North 69th East Avenue, north of Virgin Street. The road is wide enough for the single-engine plane's wheelbase, but Nichols had to guide the plane under power lines over the road and between utility poles on both sides. He says he's ready to get back in the cockpit. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast for allergy sufferers. Look for the weeds and grass pollen to be high. The mold today will be moderate. It's going to be partly sunny, a slight chance of an afternoon shower in the heat, a high of 97. Tonight, clear, down to 76 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it's fair and 78. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.